I'm back, and I brought some stuff for you too, Mrs. Feivold.
Oh, how very thoughtful of you.
You take all the time to listen to me rattle on about stuff and stupid shit. Thought, why not?
So, I've heard so much about your dad and how he's very tight on money. I was wondering, do you ever actually go to eat or have some fun?
Well, we mostly eat at buffets, since it's more cheaper than going to the restaurant, since, well, he basically had 6 kids to take care of, for God's sake. Of course, the parents said they'd get dessert if they eat healthy food first, defeating the entire purpose of buffet, now that I think about it. And so, we go to the buffet table and get our food. Sorry helps me to get food, since I'm short. God damn it. As for Goggles, you already know his issue with food, touching food, mentality, and, let's say it took him a long, long time before he finally makes up his mind and gets something. Trust me, it requires much patience. And if Goggles made a law about that, then the world would be fucked, and then nobody would be safe. Anyway, Goggles eats a small meal because it's brain food for him. And we get veggies, milk, along with fruits and meat. And I get pizza. As Dad tells me that's not the food to get because it's unhealthy. And Goggles corrects Dad and said that Spitz can have the pizza since it's not a dessert. And it does have veggies and meat on it along with grain and cheese and all this other scientific jargon. So, he got fed up and basically said, forget it, we can have whatever we want, but still save desserts for last. So, yeah, I guess I can thank Goggles for that one. For once, his smartness doesn't exactly have a drawback. Anyway, for dessert I had strawberry ice cream, and which got on my face. Again, just like with the cake. And, later we went to a movie rental store where they rent movies and video games. Especially for Growly, since renting video games for the weekend is cheap for the NES for basically $2 at the time, and Game Boy games for $1.50. He rented a game called Chess, and Hope encourages Goggles to play a video game with him. After we rent a movie, me, Growly, and Goggles go to our rooms as the others watch the movies that they picked out. And I play chess with Growly with the brand new game controller that I got. And, Growly asks Goggles to watch what he wants to play or wants to play, since it's an educational game and his favorite game's chess. So, Goggles tries it, beats me and Growly to a bloody pulp, and, he goes against the computer AI on the hardest difficulty, and he continues playing until it was bedtime. As Star was about to tuck us in and leaves me for last, she begins tickling me in my feet since I was very ticklish down there. And, so, yeah. And, didn't want to get me in trouble there. She stops and doesn't want me to get wound up and angry, so, she immediately stops and tells me goodnight, and, yeah, I think that's about it.
You said that you were ticklish.
Oh, shit.
Would you mind if I try?
I'd rather you didn't, but something tells me I'm left with no choice. Alright, do your worst. Stop! Stop! They're very sensitive! Okay, stop. please stop. Okay. You prove your point. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, it would be nice if you didn't mention the tickling thing stuff. Don't want anyone taking advantage, if you know what I mean.
My lips are sealed. Goodbye, Spitz. Maybe I should play chess with 9-volt one day. Maybe he'll be interested in something like that.